Hello, this is my Lenten diary for March the 19th, 2014. Today is Wednesday in the second week of Lent. Here is a reading from the fourth chapter of the Gospel of Mark. Jesus began to teach them many things in parables, and in his teaching he said to them, "Listen, a sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seed fell on the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Other seed fell on rocky ground, where it did not have much soil, and it sprang up quickly, since it had no depth of soil. And when the sun rose, it was scorched, and since it had no root, it withered away. Other seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no grain. Other seed fell into good soil, and brought forth grain, growing up and increasing and yielding 30 and 60 and 100-fold. And he said, "Let anyone with ears to hear listen." And the disciples listened, but they didn't understand. And so they go to Jesus privately and say, "What does this mean?" And Jesus says that the sower sows the word, the good news, the gospel, the Word of God to the world. Some time ago, I was taught that one of the ways to get a handle on a parable was to look for the God character. This looking for the God character will prevent us from turning a parable into a morality play or a fable or an allegory or an analogy. Look for the God character, the interpreter said. In today's parable, the God character is the sower. The sower goes forth and flings the good news, flings it everywhere, flings it extravagantly, flings it generously, flings it abundantly, without any regard to where it's landing. And it lands in all sorts and conditions of places. But the sower makes no distinction. The sower simply flings it. I love that. In our time and place, we would say, that's a woefully inefficient way to go about spreading the gospel. You only want to spread the gospel in the places where the gospel will be received. That's why you need to do strategic plans and tactical goals, and that's why you need to pick the right place and the right time, and that's why you have to have the right marketing plan, and that's why you have to have the right set of missional adjectives, and that's why you have to have all of the things figured out so that you can leverage your energy in the right place and get the best results possible. And that is completely antithetical to the way that God works. Fling the gospel everywhere. Fling it in corners, fling it in shadows, fling it in the rocky soil, fling it in the places where the thorns are, fling it on the path. You never know where that gospel may take root. The sower goes forth to sow, and God flings God's grace everywhere to the one who has ears. Let them hear. Lord, let my heart be good soil, open to the seed of your word. Lord, let my heart be good soil, where love can grow and peace is understood. When my heart is hard, break the stone away. When my heart is cold, warm it with the day. When my heart is lost, lead me on your way. Lord, let my heart. Lord, let my heart. Lord, let my heart. Be good soil. Amen.